Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, you know what I did find?
What's that?
The Jackson Dart stat predictions. We'll get to that in a couple minutes because we did make our predictions on how often he'd get the football and run it. And we'll see who was the winner of that.
You're exhausted.
What is that?
Now we got another thing we got to play back.
Would you like to take a vacation and not work?
Yeah, we're not doing. Oh, we're doing a radio show here. Would you prefer dead air, perhaps, as the second option?
When did we make these predictions now?
Yesterday.
I don't remember making a stat prediction.
How do you not remember it? It was at the end of the show.
I mean, my God.
When we get to 6 o'clock, I think. Sure, yeah.
You know what? Screw it. We're not going to wait. We're going to do it right now.
I didn't pull it.
I pulled it. Just like I do everything else around
Dummy,
here.
Dummy, you think we're going to play audio that Evan and I haven't set up right before the show? No, we're flying blind here?
Hand up.
Why don't you go take a vacation?
Hand up. Maybe I will be soon. Hand up. You usually ask
no
me,
comment.
You usually ask me to pull these stat predictions. I thought I missed it.
No, you didn't. I pulled the stat predictions yesterday on the program and talking about the way the Giants handled Jackson Dart. I said, forget his, you know, passing stats. Forget that. How often is he going to run the football?
Sean is fine. He just thought he was in trouble. Right,
that was my way of trying to tell you I didn't pull it. I'm sorry, I apologize for jumping down your throat. You got it.
I mean, you were basically saying, why are you continuing to do a radio show? Just take phone calls. Just be a phone operator. Don't try to do creative things. That's what he basically said to us.
I just told you. He thought he didn't do something he was supposed to do. When he realized that he wasn't supposed to do anything, he's fine. I remember that. Let's go.
When I forget to do something, I put blame on others.
All right, fair enough. Yesterday, Jackson Dart had 4 carries for 20 yards. Those were his official stats. Let's see what we all said. Let's go to our Evan and Tiki prediction desk. Tommy, who should we hear from first?
Let's start with the guy who forgot we did this in the first place, Sean Marash.
4 carries, 72 yards and a touchdown.
72?
I think he's going to break off a crazy long run. And at the very end of it, get close to the red zone enough, he's going to end up ending this thing with a slide, getting up laughing, and we're going to go, what the hell happened? I think it's a crazy long run out of him tonight.
Well, I mean, he's right about the carries. 4 carries for Jackson Dart. He said he was off by 52 yards.
Yeah.
So
close.
Just a little bit.
A little bit off. Who else we got?
Let's go with Loogie next. 6 carries for 40 yards.
Not bad. I mean, you're double because he went for 20 yards. So a little bit off, but closer than Sean. Who's next?
Tiki Barber.
7 carries, 41 yards and a touchdown.
Similar to you, Tommy, just a little bit too high. What about me? What'd I say? I'm going 2 carries, 11 yards, 0 touchdowns.
Oh, that's an easy win for me.
I was within 9 yards. So, I win.
Yeah, you suck.
Good job pulling that out.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You would have forgot if he had 110 yards.
I would have never forgotten. But you guys keep saying that to me. Every time we do long-term, short-term, whatever term predictions, I always come ready to play, man. Mm-hmm. What's the point? I've always said this. What's the point of making predictions if you're not going to, like, collect?
Yeah, especially you're not going to follow up on them.
Yeah.
You kind of have to. I hear you.
You just throw it into the ether, and it just goes away.
That's why we appreciate you, Evan.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Let's go to Angel in the Bronx. What's up, Angel?
Hey, Angel.
Hey, boyos. How we doing today?
All's well, man.
So I have to agree with Evan regarding this Devin Williams thing. As a Mets fan, I'm really not going to love the move until Diaz comes back. If he comes back, then valid. It's a great way to end the game. Now, Suarez, I don't know. I don't really like Suarez. he's getting a bit too old, isn't he? Like 35, 36 or something like that.
He is up there in age.
And then you have to deal with the fact that he's never played in a bigger market than what, San Diego? Yeah. Give me a break.
Well, but Angel, remember this. Just because you haven't done it doesn't mean you can't do it. You got to keep that in mind. Devin Williams never pitched in New York until he was traded to New York. I think we all agree that while Devin Williams is good and Robert Suarez is good and Pete Fairbanks is good, the best option is Edwin Diaz. Because the question you got to ask yourself is, can you envision winning a world championship and getting 5 or 6 huge clutch saves against really good lineups, against really good teams in October? Can you picture player A doing it? Can you picture player B doing it? And even though Edwin Diaz will give us a heart attack in the process, I can picture Edwin Diaz doing it. He is the greatest closer in Mets history in my lifetime. I'm going to exclude Tug McGraw because I didn't see him, and even Jesse Orozco. And no offense to John Franco. You know I love you, Johnny. But Armando Benitez, John Franco, Billy Wagner, Armando Benitez, you can take your freaking pick. There is not a guy I trust more than Edwin Diaz. So we all agree we should want to bring him back.
So he passes the test. Do you see him closing out 5 games in the World Series?
Yes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Devin Williams.
I think if this question was asked to me a year ago, before he pitched with the Yankees, I would be more confident in saying yes. But I admit, like, I'm being honest that I'm hurt by what I saw, even if I think he's better than what
you just don't trust it anymore. So now you need to see it consistently again. Otherwise, you're just not going to trust it. It's as simple as that.
Gabe is in Wayne, New Jersey. Hey, Gabe.
What up, Gabe?
Hey, thanks so much for taking the call. So first on the Devin Williams move, I just wanted to say I am totally fine with it from a Yankees fan perspective because I don't think that they were ever going to spend more than $10 million a year on a relief pitcher. Like, I don't think that's where they're trying to spend in the offseason. So I'm cool with it. I think that they're going to go way of trade to get a relief pitcher, and I wanted to get your thoughts on these 4 moves that the Yankees should make in the offseason.
All right.
So one, sign Cody Bellinger, 6 years, $165 million, shakes out to like $28 million a year. Seems like the hang up right now is on the number of years. I think that's the money that he's going to end up landing. So there you go, $28 million a year on the payroll. Two, trade, Spencer Jones and Carlos LaGrange to the Miami Marlins for Sandy Alcantara and Ronnie Enriquez.
Yeah, that seems like that's going to happen. Because you start to hear these 2 things at the same time.
Yeah.
Alcantara available, and then one of the kids is likely getting moved.
And Enriquez is a nice under-the-radar one, because that's your big bullpen arm.
And that's like, what, $800,000 on the payroll?
Oh,
it's nothing. The third move, I'd say, signed Ahmed Rosario to a 1-year, $3 million contract, whatever. He's a utility player. He's a right-handed bat. They're going to be lefty-heavy. Makes a lot of sense.
Right.
The fourth move that I would make, that would be the huge blockbuster deal. Trade Will Warren, Jose Caballero, and maybe another infield prospect to the Texas Rangers for Cody Seager for the bulk of his contract. Have the Rangers eat $55 million, $15 million in that first year, and then $8 million the rest of the 5 years. So $55 million total that they're going to be eating on the contract. The reason why it's significant is the Yankees over the past 5 years have increased their payroll 7.5% year over year on average. If they were to do that again, that would have them netting, a $343 million payroll, luxury tax payroll. They're at $283 right now, so they've got $60 wiggle room in that hypothetical scenario. Yep. So that would still leave them $3 million to spend on maybe a journeyman kind of arm guy or something along those lines. Wouldn't that drastically improve their team compared to where they stand right now?
The Yankee team you just built is awesome. No, I mean, listen, no, you added 100%,
and you keep most of your pitching.
Yeah, I mean, you've added to it by getting Sandy Alcantara. You've improved your bullpen with Henriquez. You brought Cody Bellinger back. I mean, and you got Corey Seager.
So, I mean, you get rid of Will Warren, but does that matter if you have Cole, Fried, Schlittler,
and you just added Sandy Alcantara?
You almost have too much pitching.
Well, you never have too much pitching.
I know, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, the question I would ask, because you threw out a lot there. Let me stick with Corey Seager. I have two worries about Corey Seager. Number one, I'm skeptical the Texas Rangers are going to move him. Mm-hmm. They just made the Nimmo Simeon trade, and one of the appeals that Brandon Nimmo said was, we're trying to win. I wasn't going to approve a trade unless they're really trying to win. Yeah. So even though there's been reports about Texas lowering their payroll, which they kind of did with this trade, at least in the short term, because Nimmo makes less than Simeon, are they dumping Corey Seager? Are they going to dump a guy who was an World Series MVP in the prime of his career? Probably not. But if they do trade him, I love adding Corey Seager. We talked about him months ago. What I would do is I'd make him my shortstop, and then eventually, a few years down the road, he'll shift over to third base and be my third baseman. But he's also always hurt. And so you got to ask yourself, if you're absorbing a contract like that for a guy who's going to be 32 years old, 33, 34, 35, is that health going to get better?
Yeah.
Or is it going to get worse?
I mean, I look at his injuries because you just brought it up. It's appendix, whatever. Forget that one. Hamstrings, hip, thumb, hamstring. Like, it's a lot of soft tissue stuff. That worries you a little bit because it goes back for almost half a decade.
And he's only getting older.
Yeah, he's 31.
He's going to be 32 years old in April. So for the majority of next season, he's 32 years old. And I know that our last call did a great job breaking down all the money. Are they going to spend on Cody Bellinger and absorbing Corey Seager's contract and the last 2 years of Sandy Alcantara?
Didn't he say that the Rangers needed to take parts of that?
Well, I think that's wishful thinking.
Yeah, of course, because why would the Rangers, they want to get rid of him? The answer is probably no. Not at least not bad enough to take money that he still owes.
Because he's still a productive player.
Yes.
Problem is he's got a contract that's very long, he makes a lot of money, and he's injury prone. Let's go to Ron in Jersey City. Hey, Ron.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
I wanted to talk about the Devin Williams thing, but I wanted to say I've been a Giants fan since 73, so I've been through the downs, the ups, the downs, the ups, and now the downs. So I'm ready for the ups. Now, the Devin Williams thing is I like the signing, but I don't like it because I would have rather them sign Diaz than get Williams, because this is this David Stearns being this Milwaukee Brewer cheap thing is making me nervous, because
he just gave $50 million to Devin Williams. How's that cheap?
He's just, well, I think what Ron was going to say before you rudely cut him off.
I had to.
Was that he gave $50 million to Devin Williams. Therefore, he's not going to give whatever to Edwin Diaz.
They are trying to re-sign Edwin Diaz.
Of course
they are. I'm telling you this right now. And here's the issue with the MLB offseason. And I'm going to relate it to something else that you really need to chew on. All right?
Mm-hmm.
This isn't an offseason where everyone signs at the same time. Like, when we did our offseason plans, it's easy. Oh, I'd rather have this guy, that guy, this guy. My backup plan is that guy. Everyone signs at a different point. If Devin Williams is ready to sign last night and Edwin Diaz is still searching for a five-year deal, you can't treat Devin Williams like a backup plan. You can't do it.
Right.
Now, let me walk you down a road that I don't know what your opinion is. The Mets need a big bat, right? Whether it's keeping Pete Alonso or it's replacing Pete Alonso, they need a big bat. If they lose Pete Alonso, they have to replace him. There's actually a pretty good amount of big bats out there.
Right, Schwarber's one.
Kyle Schwarber is one. Murakami is one. Mm-hmm. Kyle Tucker is one. He's different, but one. Like, a lot, you got a lot of options. If they don't prefer Pete Alonso, but they prefer Kyle Schwarber, or they prefer Kyle Tucker, they're going to go after the player before Pete Alonso decides, or he gets the offer he wants. That could eliminate Pete Alonso from being a Met. Mm. It's not like all time is linear. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so instead of doing both things at the same time, trying to sign both, and whichever one gets first done, it's who's our priority?
Right.
And so the priority, you're saying, is not Pete.
Well, here's what I would ask you. And let's use Schwarber and Alonso because I think they're very comparable players in terms of them being most of the time DHs. And I think their contracts are going to be similar and they're power hitters.
Yeah, but Pete's not really most of the time DH.
He's about to be, Teague. He's about to be.
He's about to be if he stays with the Mets.
No, he's about to be wherever he goes. He's not going to be a full-time DH like Schwarber, but he's going to DH a lot more than he ever has. That's where things are heading for Pete Alonso. So if you take what I'm saying at face value and think that's going to happen, they are very similar in terms of being power hitters whose ages are similar. Kyle's a few years older. They're similar. Right. Do you have a preference between the two of them?
For the Mets?
Yeah.
It's Pete. Just because of it being Pete.
And the ability to play first base, even if it's only 80 times a year?
Yeah, even if it's not. It's just, it's Pete. He's a lifelong Met.
By the way,
you want him to be.
I agree with you. I think it's close because I think Schwarber's a wonderful player, but if you gave me the choice, it's Pete Alonso.
And he's younger.
Do you have a preference? And
especially if they're both going to get 6 year, whatever.
They're not getting 6 years.
That's what they're asking for.
Right.
But if you're, let's just call them equivalent, whatever the length of the deal is, Pete's the better option because he's 2 years younger.
I agree with you. Do you have a preference between the two?
I do. Pete Alonso is my preference.
All right. I agree with you, so we're all in unison on this. Mm-hmm. If Kyle Schwarber is the backup plan, and I think we'd admit that's a pretty good backup plan in terms of replacing Pete's
I would say it's a great backup plan.
It's a great backup plan. What if I told you Kyle Schwarber's signing next week? How do you handle your backup plan when your backup plan may be gone before your front plan? And I do want to preface this before you guys
answer.
Someone
else is more aggressive on him?
It's because his market is developing more.
Yeah, right.
The other thing you have to keep in mind, and I'm begging you, Tommy, because I have a feeling you're going to argue with me, just trust me. Would you at least just trust me? I'm going to put my hand out like Aladdin. Just trust me?
I will trust you, and you're right. We are going to argue because I'm going to suggest something that that's going to annoy you.
It's not suggesting because I'm not even arguing that. They are not signing both players. They're not.
I was going to just suggest if they could sign.
Tommy, I'm not against that. I'm telling you, they won't. Okay? So do you believe me? They will not sign both Pete Alonso and Kyle Schwarber. It's going to be one or the other.
I believe you.
You believe me?
Yeah.
Trust me. Okay. Just go with that because I'm not even arguing.
Wait, would that mean I'm Jasmine?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm sitting on the magic carpet ride.
I get it, yeah.
And
you and I are about to go on a carpet ride together as Aladdin and Jasmine.
Do you remember that scene?
Yeah, A Whole New World.
Trust me.
I trust you.
That's
You're not
how
getting
she,
any kissy-kissy woo-woo from me either, by the way.
That's how she realized Aladdin was Aladdin. Because remember, he was just the guy.
He was a poor boy. He was a pauper.
Yes.
When did this first happen?
This happened in the Middle East somewhere.
No.
Steve Cohen, the genie?
Alibaba.
No, Agrabah.
Agrabah, right. And so he was riff-raff.
Oh, that's right. When they were in the slums, he said, "Do you trust me?"
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.